say a little bit about this anthem. It was written in the 1500s, and so back then, church was very serious business, indeed. So while this is a rejoicing hymn about the resurrection, you'll see that it's actually kind of somber in the music, but very joyful in the words. That's just the way they did stuff back then, you know, it just was untoward to be too outrageous. So the original is 9 verses. We're only going to do 5, so we'll make it reasonable. It's in your hymnal on 235 if you want to follow along. But I want to say a little bit because the original was written by a composer named Jean Tisserand, who was French, and it would have probably remained in obscurity but for a minister from England in the 1820s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, who, when he went to school, in order to be to get your divinity degree, you had to pass math at the time. And he was terrible at math. And so he didn't get to arise to the position he wanted. So he had to settle for a lesser degree and toil in obscurity. But he used his time to dig out old Latin texts and verses and songs and hymns. And he was very good at poetry. And so he translated them into wonderful English, as you'll hear. And he did lots of other wonderful things. He started a school for women. He started medical clinics. He was very prolific. So, but for him, we wouldn't have this. So, and his name is John Mason Neal. So look up John Mason Neal if you want to read about a fascinating